Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalayim Sachem Daf Samaches. We're starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new Perek and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's all the way at the top of Nun Zayin on Beis. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Zara Basi Biakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we've already mentioned many times before that you have to be registered. You have to be Nimne to a Karban Pesach in order to be able to eat from it. However, as we're going to see now, there are certain times that it's assumed that a person is going to be part of the Karban Pesach and there doesn't have to be an official minui, such as husband or wife. When a husband's doing this Karban Pesach, it's automatically assumed that his wife is part of his Karban Pesach. She doesn't have to say, okay, husband, please register me to our Karban Pesach. They're one and the same. It's all together. So now we're going to discuss certain situations where it's not as clear. And the Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha, a woman, Bizmachi Beis Bailo, when she's in her husband's house, she's with her husband, everything is all good. So Shachar Olei Avia, let's say her father Shechel the Karban Pesach for her. His father said, you know, I'm thinking about my daughter, even though she's married, I'm Shechel my Karban Pesach with her in mind. And also Shachar Olei Bailo, her husband Shechel the Karban Pesach for her, which is obviously very normal. Techa Mishal Bailo, she's only able to eat of her husband's Karban Pesach, because assume that she's going to be part of her husband's and not her father's. However, halcha regel rishon las beis avia. Let's say the first yomtiv after she got married, she's going back to her father's house, which is very normal. The young couple goes to her parents, and in this situation, shachar la avia, shachar la baila, her father shechted for her, and her husband shechted for her. Teichel b'makom she roitza. In this case, she could eat from whoever she wants. She's able to choose. You know what? I want to eat from my father. I want to eat from my husband. Because since she's going to her father's house, it is fair to assume that actually she's going to be part of her father's karban, not her husband's, and she could eat wherever she wants. There's another case. We have an orphan who has apachopin. He has managers. He has people that are taking care of him, and more than one, obviously. So let's say he has his two apachopin. They both shechted the Karban Pesach with him in mind. He could eat from whichever one he wants. What about the following? Evid shel shnei shotfin. We have an evid owned by two partners. Lo yoichal mishel shnein. He's not allowed to eat from either of them. And chetzi evid chetzi ben chayrin. If he's half evid, half free, that's if he has two masters, then one of them freed him. So he's a half evid, half ben chayrin. Lo yoichal mishel rabbi. He's not allowed to eat from his master. He obviously only has one master in this case. He's not allowed to eat from his because he has two different halves to him. Half of him is free. So even though we could assume that his remaining master registered him to his Karban Pesach, he only intended to register the Evid half, not the free half. Therefore, the free half is not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat from his master's Karban Pesach. Now we quote the Mishnah, Yishev Zman Shiv His Bailov Chulu. Now the Gemara gets into the whole discussion of one person being allowed to bring somebody else's Karban for him and whether or not the person has to be maskim. Do they have to agree? Do they have to even know about it? So Amar Bichon Richon says, Arba Mechusri Kapara. There are four different types of people who are called Mechusri Kapara. This is when a person has a certain level of tumah. Not only do they have to go through a whole tahara process, which obviously includes going to the mikvah, they have to bring a kapara, which means they have to bring karbanos to be completely free from their tumah and to be able to eat kachim. So these people, they're for their mechutzer kapara, mafrishin alein chutz midaiton. One can designate their karbanos for them even without their das, without them knowing. And ve'elu hein, this is them. Zav zava yoledes umitzaira. A zava and a zava are man and a woman who had some sort of emission come from their body. It's matami them. Oh, yoledes is a woman who gave birth, and a mitzaira is a person who had saras. Why is it that we're allowed to designate and bring their karbanos for them even without them knowing? A person could bring karbanos for his little kid who's in a crib, even though he has no das whatsoever. He's a little baby in a crib. Still, the father is allowed to bring karbanos for him when he needs, which we'll continue explaining in a minute what this is referring to. It's the same thing with all these situations. A different person could bring karbanos for them even though they don't know about it, even though they technically have das. They're old enough to be able to say, yes, I do want, or no, I don't want. It doesn't make a difference. Even if they didn't give explicit consent and they don't know about it, no problem. We could still bring a karban for them. This comparison between a little kid in a crib makes sense. We're talking about a zav, zav, and mitzayra, because a little baby could be a zav, zava, or a mitzayra, and mimela, it makes sense that their parent would have to bring karbanos for them. But yoledes, a woman giving birth, v'yesh katana yoledes, do you have a katana, a baby in a crib, or a little girl that's able to give birth? Like in Amr Ibridifa, didn't Rabbi Ridifa say, quoting Rabbi Yoina, who said b'shem Rav Chana, that Ibra v'yalda ad shaloi v'yesh tei saris, if a woman became pregnant and gave birth before she had two saris, which means she's still a katana, he ubin amesem, her and her child are going to die. And Mishavia Shtei Cyrus, if she became pregnant and gave birth after she had two Cyrus, she's ready Gedayla, Hiubana Chaim. She and her child are going to live. And Ibrat Shalohivia Shtei Cyrus, if she became pregnant before Shtei Cyrus, but Vialda Mishavia Shtei Cyrus, she gave birth after Shtei Cyrus, Hi Chai Ubana Mace, she's going to live, but her child's going to die. So you see, it's impossible for a Katana, for a young girl, to be able to become pregnant and give birth and be alive to have the Chiv to bring Karbanos, that her father would be able to bring Karbanos for her, that we would learn from there that even when a woman is over Bas Mitzvah, she's old enough to give birth and live, somebody else could bring her karbanos for her without her knowing. So as Rabbi Yochanan able to say that yoledes, you could bring karbanos for her without her knowing. There isn't a corresponding case similar to what he brought by zav, zav, and mitzayra. The Gemara answers, you're right, my kedoin, what's going on over here? Meaning, what was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? She can adam afresh al bita cheireshes, that's a proper girsa. It's not because of yoledes. That's not really what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. He's referring to cheireshes, a deaf mute. So obviously referring to a girl or a woman who's over bas mitzvah and she's able to give birth to a healthy child and she's not going to die and the child's not going to die and she's going to be chayv to bring karbanos, but since she's a cheireshes, She's a deaf mute. She's concerned not to have das, so her father could bring karbanos for her. Mimela, we can learn from there that in any case of a yiledes, somebody else could bring karbanos for the woman without her knowing. We continue asking on this. Once she got married, because we're assuming she's already married, how else did she have a baby? She already left her father's rishos. So what's the situation that this woman's father would ever bring her karbanos for her? Because she's a chereshes, so she's concerned not to have das. It would always be her husband, not her father. So we're clarifying, you're right. El rather, she can other mafreshel ishtay chereshes. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's referring to is that since a husband is able to bring karbanos for his wife who's a chereshes, and that's a situation where we see that a woman who's a yiledes could have karbanos brought for her even though she's not a bar das. So in every situation, even if a yiledes is a bar das, she is technically able to bring her own karbanos. Somebody else could bring her karbanos for her without her knowing. Now we ask on this concept to bring karbanos for somebody else in regards to a saita, the kan saita. What about a saita? Ketana inat yachal. We can't learn anything from a ketana who's a saita that since we bring karbanos for her without her knowing, so we can bring karbanos for a regular saita. And why is that? Da'am Reb Zaira. Reb Zaira said, quoting Reb Yosef, b'shem Reb Yochanan, the ketana shezinas, if a ketana was mezana, ein lo ratzon le'asar al bayla, she's not considered to have ratzon. It's not like she did it willingly that she's going to be asar to her husband. Since she's a ketana, it's always considered like she's being forced. Even though it might seem like she did it willingly, it's still considered like an oinus, and therefore she's not asar to her husband. And mimela ketana can't be a saita either. And the chereshes ein at yachal. We can't learn anything from a chereshes, a woman who's a chereshes becoming a saita. Why is that? Because Pasuk says, "Va'amar isha amen amen." This is a case of saita. The woman has to answer amen amen. But since she's a chereshes, she can't speak. She's not able to say amen amen. And therefore, we see that by saita, this doesn't work by either ketana or chereshes. However, Amar Ravan, Ravan says, "Shani, this case is different. Meaning saita is different." Because the pasuk says, "Samachta ato beisecha, you shall rejoice, you and your house." Beisecha is usually referring to a wife. And we learn from here to saita that since the pasuk tells us that in regards to yomtiv, a man has to rejoice with his wife, but if she's a saita, he can't be with her. Mela, he is allowed to bring the karbanos of a saita for his wife, who's a chereshes, because if not, it prevents him from rejoicing with his wife on yomtiv, and so that's a makar for it. We continue discussing this concept of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Adam keveal chaveru karban nazir shalom midaitoi." A person could be keveal, which means a person could bring his friend's karban when his friend's a nazir. He could bring his friend's karbanos for him, even though his friend doesn't know. Aval ein mafrish shalom midaitoi, but he can't be mafresh the karban. He can't designate it without his friend knowing. So if his friend, who's a nazir, designated his karbanos, set them aside, he just didn't have a chance to bring them. He can go and take this karbanos to the base of Mikdash and bring them for his friend, even though his friend doesn't know about it and never gave his express haskama. Something similar, Reb Zairus is b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Adam keveal chaveri chatas chelev shlemi daitoi. A person can bring a chatas chelev, which is a regular standard chatas for his friend, even though his friend doesn't know. Aval ena mafrisha elmi daitoi. He can't designate the karbanos unless he knows about it. Another memra, this time in Reb Lazar. Reb Zairus is b'shem Reb Lazar, Adam sheichet pischa shel chaveri shlemi daitoi. A person can shecht his friend's karban pesach, even though his friend doesn't know about it. Aval ena mafrisha elmi daitoi, but he can't designate it for him unless he has his friend's haskama. And Reb Lazar, Blazer himself says, Masnisa Amar Kain, our Mishnah tells us this. What does the Mishnah say? Ha'isha b'zman shehi beis baila, a woman, when she's in her husband's house, shachar al havia, shachar al baila, if both her father and husband shechted a separate karban pesach for her, toicha mishal baila, she has to eat from her husband's and she's not allowed to eat from her father's. Now, why not? Let's say she wants to eat from her father's. Why can't she eat from it? It must be because he designated it without telling her. And so we see from here that even though maybe karban pesach is allowed to be brought without the person knowing, it has to be designated only with the person knowing. However, the Gemara asks, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to over here? The Rebbe Lazar says you can't designate a karban pesach for somebody without them knowing. They have to give their haskama. If the person is actively protesting, they're making a macha and they're saying, "I don't want you to bring a karban pesach for me. I don't want you to designate it for me." So then the right for the Mishnah makes sense because stam ho isha macha loymar. There's an automatic assumption that a woman makes this macha, if you will. She makes this protest, even though she's not necessarily actively making the protest, but assuming that she would want to protest that eitzel baliani roitza. That's proper girsa that she wants to be with her husband and not with her father because she's going to spend the yontif in her husband's house. So it's normal that she wants to be with her husband, not with her father's. There, it makes sense to say that she's, so to speak, actively protesting that she doesn't want to be part of her father's. But we want to say that Rebbe Lazar's shita is that even if the person is not protesting, they're not actively making a macha, "I don't want to be part of your karban pesach," still you're not able to bring a pesach without his knowledge, then his right for the Mishnah is not good because Masniso Machin, the Mishnah is talking about where she is protesting. As we just explained, a standard woman is, so to speak, automatically protesting, "I don't want to be part of my father's, I want to be part of my husband's." Therefore, there wouldn't necessarily be a right for the Mishnah. However, says the Gemara, our understanding of the Mishnah is correct because Asur Rabbi Yirmiyah came and he said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Masniso Machin," our Mishnah is referring to where she's, so to speak, making a macha. Hasik Mar, hold on a second. Let's have the pliga al Rabbi Yochanan. That's the proper girsa. Wouldn't this be a steer of Rabbi Yochanan himself? That's because we see from here that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if she isn't maicha, then she would be able to eat from her father's, even though it's shaloi midaita. And then that leads to the question of Rabbi Yochanan himself, because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Adam shoichet chatosoy shel chaveroi." That's a proper girsa that a person could shech the chatos of his friend shaloi midaita. Aval ainim mafrisha shaloi midaita. He can't be mafreshit without his das, even though it's brought above in the Gemara. The person could shech his friend's karam chatos Shabbatos without him knowing, without his haskamah. So he can't designate it. He can't be mafreshit shlemi daitoi. So why would Pesach be different? The Gemara answers, Samach tesam alaf on top. No problem. Shani hi Pesach, shani chatos. Pesach and chatos are different. Why is Pesach different that you could do a shlemi das as long as no one's being maicha? That's because Pesach, lechashetagdil, roi hu lischaper boy. But the current Pesach, when he grows up, he can be mischaper with it. What's this referring to? So let's say a kid's going to become bar mitzvah a week after Pesach. You might think, look, when he ate the Karm Pesach, he was still a katan and not chayv in mitzvahs yet, and now he's bar mitzvah before Pesach Sheni, so perhaps he should have to bring Pesach Sheni because now he's chayv d'oraisa. And as we just said, that no, is that when he grows up, it was still roy for him to be mischaper with that which he ate when he was a katan, and we see from here that his father registering him to the Karm Pesach and him eating it when he's still a katan counts for him 100%, and he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. And by that same token, it would work for the woman if her father shechs her Karm Pesach with her in mind, and she was never maicha. That's perfectly okay. But chatos l'chashagdil ain't a roy l'schaper boy with a carbon chatos. When he grows up, he's not roy to mischaper with it. Let's say a kid does an avera, so his father designates his carbon chatos and he brings that. Does that work? No, he doesn't even need to bring a carbon chatos. He's a katan. He's not chayv in mitzvahs. He doesn't have to bring a chatos if he does an avera. And that's why in a regular case of carbon chatos, you can't designate one for your friend who does an avera without his knowledge. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.